tell me about the conflict in Syria, the war, and how your husband was killed.
Her husband was working in the border between Syria and Iraq. And every time the army come and search over the house, one day they take him from the work. When they bring him back, he was dead. They just bring him dead body. The Kurdish army want to take her big baby, the boy and the girl. They want them to learn how to use guns. Then she have to take her baby and run away.
Her husband's body was brought back as a body. Her husband was brought home as a body. She was trying to protect her children from becoming soldiers. What did she do next? Did she run away?
After he died, she stayed in Syria 10 months. And every day they come and search the house. The children, they scared so much. Every time they come middle of the night, then she have to take the babies and run.
So what happened with the traffickers when her children were separated from her?
Agents take her and her baby to Turkey. They stay there 2 months, 3 months. And agent told them he will take them or to Denmark or to Germany. And Bulgaria, he leave them and run away. Then the borders come and take her and her baby, and they separate her from her baby.
Now her children are now safe with a friend of the church. How did she feel when she got to talk to them on the telephone?
She was very happy that they're safe, but she said she want them and with her. She will not be able to be safe and to be happy till her baby with her.
Does she think she could ever go back to her country? Could she ever live back in Syria? She's shaking her head.
No, here. Syria, nothing. Husband, dad, nothing. Mom, dad, nothing, Syria.
Speaking a few English words there, telling me herself that simply no, it's just not an option.